No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Okay. It's 572 in our invitation song will be on 584, but 572 at this time. And then we'll have a word from our beloved minister, Brother Carter. All four stanzas. If we have it, let us sing. There's a call come ringing over the restless waves. In the line, in the line. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. In the line, in the line, in the line. The blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine. From shore to shore, send the light. The blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light. In the light, in the light, the blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. In the light, the blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. In the light. In the light, and the Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. In the light, in the light, in the light, the blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. In the light, the blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Let us weary in the work of love, send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above, send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed, blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Invitation song 584.
God is good. I want to say just a few words about yesterday. I want to thank and extend my thanks to all of those of you who came out to the funeral services of Brother Ray Miles. And if you couldn't make it, I of all people understand that you didn't want to see Ray the way that he was, but he looked so natural. He looked like he may have been taking a nap and that he may raise up at any moment. But nevertheless, God's will must go on. He was funeralized quite nicely. The Church of Christ was well represented. And everybody was dignified and things were decent and in order. And that's the way we would like for it to always be. But nevertheless, I looked around this morning when I was sitting there in the back. I looked for Ray to walk in. But I know that he shall not ever walk in this auditorium again. And I'm okay with that because I know that we all have that same debt to pay. But nevertheless, God is good. And all the time, God is good. So let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed this morning because you have given us another opportunity to leave our house and make it out to your house. I thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for allowing us this great opportunity and this privilege to come in to your house to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for each and every individual that's here. I pray for the leaders. I pray for their families. I pray for the brothers who have taken part in the services thus far, as well as their family. I pray for each and every member in their family that they may come to know the Lord in His grace and in His truth. I thank you, O Lord, for this new morning that we've never seen and that we shall never ever see again. We thank you that we have been allowed to be a part of this day. I thank you most of all for your darling son, Jesus, who went to Calvary's cross on our behalf, hung on the cross, bled and died that we might have the right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the members that are here. I pray for those who may not be here, that may be still on their way, that they may get here safely and secured. I pray for those who may be traveling today on the highways, the byways, and the waterways, that they might find peace and grace might be with them throughout their journey. I thank you, O Lord, and I pray for the sick and the shut-in, all of those who are unable to be here because they are not able to be here because of their sickness. I just pray, O Heavenly Father, that if it be your will, that you will allow them a chance and a space and time to get back before it's everlastingly too late. For the ones who have not met you, I pray for them, O Heavenly Father, that they might get in as well. Now, my Heavenly Father, I pray for all of the churches everywhere that's holding up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. I pray and ask you to be with them. I pray and ask you to show and guide us in your truth and in your ways. I thank you this morning, Father, for the leaders of this world in which we live. I thank you and I pray that they might not make any rules or regulations that might hinder us from serving thee in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Father, for the parents who are raising their children this morning, especially those who are raising them up in the admonition of the Lord. Give strength to them that they may continue to bring their children up in your favor, O Lord. Then, Heavenly Father, when all is said and all has been done, when our this old lifetime is called to an end, I pray and ask you, Father, to give us a home with thee. In your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The wisdom of prayer. James 5 and verse number 16, the Bible says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It has been said that prayer is the heartbeat of the church. Prayer causes Satan to tremble when he notices the weakest of people going to the Lord in prayer. So the question becomes, why is prayer so important? So why? Because it is the way to know, to have more wisdom. According to James 1 and verse number 5, if one lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. The way one speaks to God is through prayer. One of man's greatest needs in life is that of wisdom. When does man need wisdom? He needs it from his early existence to the end of his existence. Mistakes are often made and accidents often happen because we lack wisdom. Let us see what the Bible teaches us about wisdom. We need to pray about everything. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6, be careful. And that word means don't be anxious, but it means be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Whatsoever a Christian does, he should talk to God about it first. He should talk to God about it first when our lives are turned upside down, round about, and seem to have no meaning. We must learn to pray. When we need directions, when we need support, let your request be made known to God. And not because he doesn't already know about your life. Instead, he wants to hear our concerns from us. So get in the habit of letting God know everything about you through prayer. Do you recall in Matthew chapter 6, around verse number 25, where the Bible says, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your lives. We can take all of our needs and our decisions and our to God in prayer. How do we know that? Well, I'll tell you how we know that, because Hebrews 4 and verse number 16 tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our times of need. Nowhere else but at God's throne can we find these things. 1 Peter 5 and 7 tells us why we need to give our cares over to him. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. The Lord cares for us. But not only do we as individuals need prayer, but sometimes the churches need prayers as well. Just as we as individuals need prayer, so does the church. Pray for the survival of our church, the growth of our church as well, and all the other needs of the church. Even our nation and our world need prayers. What a turnaround I believe we could have if we would all just learn to pray in unity, one with another. Look at the text again in verse number 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And then we need to spend much more time in prayer. Some have said, I can't take all that time to live on my knees. Well, I'm here to tell you the main thing is not the position, the physical position one takes in prayer, but prayer is the subject, and it may sometimes occur at work. It may occur while you're driving through the busy streets of your town. One may pray while he's in bed for the night. Or even while you are sick, these are all good times to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 17 tells us to pray without ceasing. Verse number 18 tells us to pray in everything, give thanks. In everything. Now, I think that leaves out some things, because it says in everything, give thanks. This is not telling us that we should do nothing but pray, but instead it's letting us know that nothing that happens to us should keep us from praying. We should be thankful in any and all conditions we are in, we may find ourselves in. If it's a good condition, thank God for it. If conditions are bad, ask God to give you the strength to bear it until he makes it better. There should never be a time for the absent of prayers. We should be praying and offering thanks and asking for something that is better, something that are better. We can see examples in the Word of God where God has answered prayers. Moses prayed and asked the Lord in And the Red Sea rolled back to allow the Jews to cross on dry ground in the book of Exodus. Hezekiah prayed in the book of Isaiah and his life was extended. The church prayed in Acts and Peter was delivered from jail. Can your situation be any worse than the plight of the Jews facing the Red Sea or Hezekiah about to die or even being locked up? I don't think your situation can get much worse than that. God can fix whatever storm maybe you may be facing. Prayer works, for God is able if we just let him into our lives. And somebody said, well, I'm not having any storm right now. Well, just hang on for a little while. You know what I always say, you're either just going into a storm, just coming out, or you're waiting for one to come your way. We should be praying for others. Oh, and I like this one. We are to pray for the sick among us, the hurting among us. In verse number 16, the Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you might be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The lesson is that is in that verse. The lesson in that verse is that we are supposed to pray one for another. I want you to get that part. We are to pray one for another. It does not say pray for those you like, pray for those you only love, nor does it say pray for the one who always dresses so nice, or the one who we feel is worthy to pray for. It says pray one for another. I believe that means all of us. Pray for those who are laboring for the Lord, for their time. They've got a lot of work to do, but the laborers are few in Matthew 9 and 37. Pray for even your enemies in Matthew 5 and 44. It says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you something, church. You can get used by others. You know, just it seems as though many friends who grew up together turn against one another, and somebody eventually harms the other one. So be careful, but you pray for them just the same. They will use and persecute you. Does anybody know anybody like that? If you do, just say amen. That's what you call an enemy. Pray for your country and those who are in authority to run it. You don't have to like the person who's running the country, but you must pray for him just the same, because he still is a child of God. At some point in time, he may become a child of God. Pray for your country and those in authority to run it, as I just said. Pray for your city and state authorities who make the rules and the regulations that we must live by. Also, don't forget to pray for your preacher. Your preacher needs prayer as much as you all need prayer. The preacher runs into, it just seems as though the preacher runs into troubles and headaches just like you all do. And sometimes the preacher has to spend nights in tears because he can't figure something out, or he can't figure out what to do about sister or brother so-and-so. And it seems as though trouble arises in families at 2 o'clock in the morning and you call your preacher. And the preacher gets up as a good servant should and he comes to see about you. Well, the preacher needs prayer too. He also needs sleep. So if you're going to argue at 9 o'clock at night instead of 2 o'clock in the morning. He needs strength to lift others up when they are rejected, depressed, and in despair. But also, don't forget this one especially. Pray for yourselves that you may be able to answer some of your own situations. Pray for strength. Pray that you may understand what God would want you to do. Pray and ask God for wisdom. If any man lacks wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask of God. So when you don't think that you know the answer to the question, review the question and then go to the Bible and get your answer. What are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying today is the day that God would like for us all to become Christians if you're not already a Christian. Pray when things seem like they just don't have no opening for you to get out of. When they don't have a way for you to get out, pray. When you seem locked in, pray that you might find a way out. When you can't handle the situation by yourself, you pray. And oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just throw this in there as well. If you're married, you know, and most people are either about to be married or going to get married or already married, there's some situations that come up in a marriage that you wouldn't believe. You got to be there in order to understand what I mean. When you're married, you need prayer. When you're married, when you got children, you need prayer. When Knucklehead Jr. comes bringing a bad report home, you need to know how to put him in check. When your daughter, Susie Q, when she starts to act up, you need prayer. You need prayer to handle the situation. You just need prayer all the time. And I don't know of any church or any church member that can survive without prayer, because situations pop up and you're gonna face some situations in your life. And even if you don't go to church, if you go out on the street every day driving, Lord, you need prayer. When you're out there in the streets, because there's a new rule for driving today, it's make your own rule as you go. I've seen people make some moves out there in the street that if I was a police, I don't know if I would stop them if they had that much nerve. But you've got to pray so that you can get through and navigate your way through the streets and through the traffic. You've got to pray when nothing else works for you. You need to learn to pray. And praying is not a science. It's just going to God and asking God for whatever your needs are. Whatever you want, ask God for it. Pray about everything. Pray about all things. Just pray. And when this life is bringing you down, and life has a way of doing that, by the way, church. When life brings you down, ask the Lord to pick you up. When it doesn't seem like things are ever going to get right, ask the Lord to make them right for you. And about praying for your enemies or praying for others, I'm praying for others, not just your enemies, also pray for your enemies, but pray for others. Do you realize that we're supposed to pray one for another, pray for others? And when you pray for others, if you have a problem praying for others, ask the Lord to give you strength that you may go to Him in prayer. Ask Him to give you strength when you go to Him in prayer, that you may bear whatever is coming your way. Now, I know the streets are mean and dangerous. I often say that. But when you go out in the street, you don't want to go out there alone. You want to have something or someone with you. You want someone with you who can help you get through the streets. And that someone is the Lord Himself. Ask the Lord for wisdom, because he'll give it to you if you ask him for it. And then, when all is said and all has been done, learn that your knees are not a bad place to be. And I know some say, well, I can't get on my knees anymore, because if I get on them, I won't get off of them. I can't get off of them once I go on my knees. Well, you ask God to strengthen your knees. And if you can't get on your knees, God knows about it anyway. Just say, Lord, I would get on my knees, but I just can't, Lord. I may not be able to get back up. But when you pray, ask the Lord for forgiveness for your shortcomings. Ask him for, and if you're praying for me, ask the Lord to strengthen me that I may grow stronger. And if you're praying for your enemies, ask the Lord to forgive him and make him a kinder and a gentler person. And if you're praying for your family, just ask the Lord to give you strength to run your family if you're the head of the family. You know, it's not easy being the head of a family. It's not easy taking care of your children. But nevertheless, that's a job that we must do. As I hasten on to a close here, I'll tell y'all right now this morning, I'm tired. I'm tired because I've had a long week and a half. You have too, so I'm not saying that you're not. But I may as well just let you know, I started on Thursday night. Then all day Friday here at the church. Then most of the day yesterday. So I'm a little bit tired, but I'm not too tired to remember to ask God through prayer to give me strength to bear. Now, I know some of you went through the same phase that I went through. So you ask God to give you strength as well. When that old saying goes, when you dealt lemons, you make lemonade. But sometimes the lemon has no juice in it. So what do? Then? Well, you ask God for strength to bear whatever his will is in your life. If it won't give you juice to make lemonade, slice the lemon and suck off the lemon. Just be thankful. That's what I'm trying to say, is be thankful for whatever God gives you. We've got to learn to be content with whatsoever state we are in. Just like Paul said, I've learned to be content with whatsoever state I'm in. I've learned to be abased and abound. In other words, he could be satisfied with wherever he's at. That's because he knew the Lord through prayer. When nothing else works for you, prayer still can. I look at one of the sisters in the church here, and as I look at her, I think about income taxes. I think about, this is a trying time of the year because income tax just passed us a couple of days ago. And I don't mind telling you, I don't like income tax time, but I know taxes are necessary. So I pray and pray that I find a way to not owe the government money. But most of the time I do. But I pray just the same, and I thank God for, if you're going to let me have to pay taxes, thank you for the money to pay them with. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this morning that I opened my eyelids, you opened my eyelids, and I was had the ability to raise up and get up. I don't know what this day is going to bring for me, nor do I know what it's going to bring for you. But the one thing I do know, I know the man that knows this day. I know the man that named this day. I know the man who created this day from scratch. So I ought to go to him in prayer just to be thankful that he gave me this day. No matter how it goes, he gave it to us. And now we gave us a bright sunny day, but I would be just as thankful if he gave us a snowy day. Because that means I saw it. That's right. So let us be thankful for whatever God gives us. Let us learn to be accepting of it. But now be careful. Because there's some folk out there that's got a curveball to throw your way. And when they throw it, you better watch out. Because it'll affect you. That's why you need to be prayerful. So that you can handle whatever situation comes up and comes your way. Put on the whole armor. Lord, keep me safe this day. And keep that prayer with you about keeping you safe. If you're out in the street, keep it with you. If you're behind the wheel of your car, you don't have to close your eyes. Just hold the steering wheel tighter and say, Lord, get me through this. Prayer is everything, church. And a Christian without a prayer is kind of like, are you really a Christian? A Christian without a prayer ought to learn to get a prayer in mind and keep it there. Even if you pray the same prayer, as long as you got thank you, Lord, in there, you're still praying. And for the church, you need to pray for the church. Don't just pray for the preacher. Pray for the church. Pray for everybody that's in the church. I know I need prayer. Because I'm just here on God's earth. I'm trying to do God's will, but sometimes things get thrown my way that I'm not willing to accept and I'm not ready to accept. So I have a weakness there too. So pray for me that I may grow stronger. Keep on praying for me. Don't stop praying for me. Just pray for me all the time. Because I'm going to pray for you, and you know what I like to say around here. I'm going to pray for you whether you pray for me or not. I'm just going to keep on praying. And I hope you keep praying for me. And most of all, pray for yourself. As I mentioned from the pulpit, pray for yourself. Pray that you can be strong enough to accept the will of God. Pray that you can be strong enough to withstand the darts that the devil is going to throw at you. Pray. Pray all the time and pray always without ceasing. Man ought to always pray. That's what Jesus said in the Bible. So when you pray and things still don't go your way, should you stop praying? By all means not. Don't stop praying. Because you never know what God has in store for you. So you keep praying. When it seems as though nothing else but the love of God and the prayer that of the saints will get you through, that's right, it will. So just keep praying. You keep praying for me and I'll keep praying for you. And we keep praying one for another. Now, if I'm not a member of the Lord's body, how do I become a member of the Lord's body? You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. Brother Jackson is willing. The water is ready. Brother Jackson is able. But if you are a member, but somewhere you went astray, you go to God and confess your faults to God, and then come forward, ask the church to pray for you that you may gather strength, that you may be able to stay straight, stay strong, and stay in the Lord. you come forward and ask the church to help you out. And like I tell you from time to time, when you come up here, speak up loud and clear. Because you're asking somebody to pray for you, they need to know what kind of situation you've got. You don't need to tell them what's going on, but you need to at least give them a clue. I've been weak and I need strength. Okay, there it is. Now I know what to pray for you. So if this be your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.